Blog Talk Radio.
A public service announcement. The following song is not safe for work.
I don't even know what I've taken. This is why we don't allow the Corey to take medicine.
I love it. I love it. Love it when the Corey takes medicine. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had to have Baby Natrix hide the medication from me last night. I will OD. I will. I have done it before. Well, not to the point of hospital.
Yeah.
But I remember I used to work the drive-through in high school, and I took medicine with me to work because, as you all know that know me on a personal level, that I'm a workaholic. I cannot stop working, sick or not. So I had taken my medicine and put it in my pocket of my apron. I worked at Hart's Chicken here in Houston. And I kept taking medicine. And it kept dawning on me that I probably had taken too much. But my boss realized I'd taken too much when I was actually leaning out of the drive-thru window waving at people. Because it was hot. It was hot. I had a fever and it was hot. So I was leaning out the window waving at people like, come
wow.
here. And I just remember him coming and grabbing me by the back of the shirt going, you are going home. And I actually live right across the street, so he walked me to my house and gave me to my mother and said, she is too crazy to be sick.
Oh, wait.
Yes. Well, no, he knew I was sick, but, you know, he kept saying, you know, did you take medicine? You said you took some DayQuil. It was something like DayQuil. I don't think DayQuil had been invented yet, but he found it in my pocket, and I had almost taken the whole bottle, and he's like, no. He gave it to my mother. She keeps taking this, and she needs to just stay home. Tell her she's off tomorrow. Yeah, and I slept. I lost a whole day of time. I don't know what happened in that day, but yeah. So I've known to OD because I forget that I took medicine. Somebody needs to make an app for that. I need an app for that, you know, something you can click and say you took your medicine so I can pick it up and look at it and know when I took it. That's what I need.
That's awesome. And whoa.
Good morning to you, though. What happened? Did we get...
I was tweeting and liking and Google Plusing our page, our show today. And Google Plus tends to go a little bit crazy there for a second. Like, took over my whole screen there for just a moment. Scared me.
You know what? This is how crazy I am. I still have our stuff open from Pixanista last night. I just looked over here. It's all...
Yeah, I kind of figured you crashed out. I mean, you didn't even log out from SL. Nothing. You were just like, I'm going to go pass out. And that was last word from you. I was like, wow. All right. It was crazy. Oh, no. Go back. I like that story. Okay. So, I guess they kind of came here for news a little bit. Just a tiny little bit.
Yes, a little bit.
First thing I want to talk about is, where did I lose it? I lost it. I had it. Hold on. Let me find it again.
Ooh, man. This is gonna be an interesting news show. Good morning to you.
It is.
Good morning.
I heard a story, and now it's missing. And
I cannot help you because I have like 50 million Chromes open. Oh, but I will tell you this. I got a story ready to go because this is going to make me very, very happy.
All right, good. And then I'll come after.
Okay. Well, those of you who love you some simulators, Joe, I'm looking at you. And if you've not played this one, Joe, shame on you. I will take your simulator license. Harvest Moon.
You know, you have gone on so much about that game.
Any simulator, you know, from Maxis and Harvest Moon are two games I love, especially in the winter. I am looking so forward to them. But Harvest Moon, A New Beginning, has gone gold and will be available to those of you who have 3DSs and such November 6th. I do not have a 3DS. but this one is going to be made exclusively for the 3DS handheld. And this is from Natsumi, and they are celebrating Harvest Moon's 15th anniversary. I didn't even realize it was that old, just here in North America. So if you're not already a Harvest Moon fan, this is supposed to be the one to get. They also have they're giving away a premium cow plushie if you do a pre-order. Nice, right?
That is very nice, yeah.
Okay, you only have 5 days left to pre-order from the Natsumi online store, and you can get your game on November 6th. Of course,
get
pre-order.
Your game on.
Yes, but the cow is not the only plushie. If you pre-order, you can also get a yak plushie. And I think both of them are one of the ones in the game, and they're like supposed to be 12 inches, so they're big. You can even put this away to give to somebody for Christmas, I'm going to say. Pre-orders for the 15th anniversary do end October 23rd and are available exclusively at the Natsumi online store, so you can't go into GameStop and get this. And, of course, Natsumi says they've been celebrating the 15th anniversary of Harvest Moon with some other digital titles, Harvest Moon digital titles. So they have Harvest Moon Boy and Girl, Innocent Life, a futuristic Harvest Moon, and Harvest Moon Hero of Leaf Valley that you can play on PlayStation Vita. So it's not just on the DS. If you have a Vita with the castanets, you can castanet and you know, do that.
See, I love that. I love our Cory with the castanets.
I like the castanets. PS3 also, and the PlayStation Network has Harvest Moon A Wonderful Life SE and Innocent Life Futuristic Harvest Moon. So you can play that on your PlayStation as well. And, of course, as always, you can go to their website, natsumi.com, and you can go to their Facebook page. It's natsumi.com/Facebook, and they have a Twitter as well. I love me some Harvest Moon. Ginger, if you would just – this is another one that has the fishing, the farming.
Uh-huh.
You will love it. And then it actually has a story.
Y'all will lose me. Y'all will lose me and never see me again. It'll be horrible.
If I can come back from it, so can you.
Fishing, man. See,
but these are nice wintertime games, and I keep stressing to our gamers, sometimes change your gamer environment. It's not just about being on the couch with the, you know, with the Mountain Dew or whatever it is you like to drink. If you get you a little handheld, this is the fun of handhelds that a lot of us miss out on when we don't want them because we're like, why do I want a handheld? This is why. When it's cold, you get your blanket, you get in your bed, you hunker down, you got your snack. And you can just sit there, be all cuddled up. You can even pull the blanket over your head because I like to do that. I pull the blanket over my head. I have on my little my Assassin's Creed hood, and I sit there all bundled up and I play. Me and Baby Natrix, and yeah, she will tell you in her early days, this is what we played Harvest Moon when she was a baby, and she would go to sleep listening to the music because I'd have the DS her in my lap, and you know we're under the blanket all cuddled in a chair. That's good gaming right there.
That is good gaming, and that is so cute.
And if you fall asleep, you don't die.
This is true.
And I have been known to fall asleep even during a first-person shooter. I again apologize for the 15 million times to the people who...
Wow. How do you fall asleep during a first-person shooter?
I fell asleep playing Halo 3 after the launch. I had been up since 5 that morning. We put together packages to take out to go around to different GameStops, just give away packages from Gamer Girls Radio. So we were giving away stuff because I have a bunch of crap in my closet that, you know, I've gotten over the years,
mm-hmm.
cleared out. And I had been up since 4 that morning, and then, you know, going out for launch parties, we went to like 3 or 4 GameStops in the area, launch parties. And by the time we got back home, when I got my copy of Halo and we got in the lobby, I remember the game started and I was out. And I woke up and I was just, people were like texting me and like, Corey, why were you running into the wall? Hello, hello, hello. Corey, is Corey there? Hello, Corey. I'm sorry. I was exhausted. So I did. I fell asleep during Halo, the very first game of Halo 3. I was tired. What do y'all want? I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only part superwoman. I'm only a demigoddess. I'm not a full goddess. Sorry. Anyway, Ginger, don't.
All right. An update to yesterday's story about the Xbox Runaways. They have been found. In Eureka, Illinois, they were charged with trespassing at an abandoned home about 360 miles away from their home.
Oh, they found them.
Mm-hmm, they did find them. It was the two boys and the two girls. Apparently, all four of them, or at least, you know, the two girls and the two boys, had never met in real life before, or in person. In person, I'm sorry. They use in person here.
Mm-hmm.
they say the families haven't spoken directly with their children. The children are being held at a correctional facility.
As well they should be.
Yeah. The one parent who's like, oh my God, I can't believe they're meeting people over Xbox, is talking about how she's worried about her son and how they're going to keep him safe and, you know, wonders what made him leave and all this other stuff. I know he had some problems at school with bullying, but and all this other stuff, but I just don't know why he left. Because you're failures at being parents. Your kid was, you know, now you're saying, oh, I didn't know, you know, yesterday was, I don't know why he left. And today he's, well, I know he was being bullied. Well, why didn't you do something about it? Seriously, come on. All right, so anyways, soapbox off. They stole money. They stole a car. So they're probably going to be charged with that. They were found. They are safe. So, hey! Yay! The one parent was like, I try to be cautious about what my son does online. I didn't let him have a Facebook account because I didn't want him meeting people online, but I didn't realize they could do so much on Xbox. Parents and people who you know who have kids who play Xbox who aren't very technically savvy, please, 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 please talk to your friends. Teach them. Tell them. Give them reading material. Let them know just exactly what their kids can do and are probably doing on Xbox. You know, I mean, if they can't look out for their kids because they're too dumb, you should look out for them.
Now, this is, again, where I think the retail outlets kind of fail the parents, too.
Mm-hmm.
I give, you know, Target major props for the giant screen, which if you follow us on Twitter, you saw the giant screen that not only shows what they have in stock, but it gives out the ESRB rating. So you can't miss them, but you also need to start maybe running a PSA on there that explains, you know, did you know Xbox has parental controls? And then just a quick walkthrough to go to the parental controls.
That is an awesome idea. I love that.
Yeah, because but that's going to be my next thing that we push Target and Walmart to do is if you're going to have these games, you're responsible enough to sell them, but you're not helping the parents. So they need your help. It's because as much as we'd love to, they're not geeky, so they're not over here listening to Gamer Girls Radio yet, but we're coming for you. Not yet, but we're coming. All right, so I got some wow.
What you got?
These people are on it this morning with the news. It's like coming in, it's pouring in like water. Those of you who like you some, you know what? Okay, that. See, the page is even gone. I'm going to need y'all to slow it down, people. Slow it down. Just a little bit. Okay, so we got some interesting news for those of you who like Sherlock Holmes, the game. You want to play some Sherlock
Holmes? Yay! Sherlock Holmes. Okay.
No, okay, so if you've already completed The Testament of Sherlock Holmes, you will probably love the fact that they've released a new trailer, which we'll put up for you shortly on our site.
Mm-hmm.
They said this is going to be the final video of the game, and it's specifically edited to show praise from international press, us included, which I thought it looked awesome. We haven't played it yet, but it looks awesome. It's a very graphic trailer, has a nice soundtrack, they're saying, unlike anything you've ever seen. If you've not played Sherlock Holmes, it's
I know we've seen a lot of things.
Yeah, there's But this the game takes place in 1898 London, and all the evidence of police investigation points at Sherlock Holmes as the main suspect in a case involving theft, fraud, and double crossings. Unable to prove his own innocence, Holmes is rapidly losing London's trust as doubts spread through the city like wildfire. Even Dr. Watson's faith in his friend begins to waver. As the famous detective flees Scotland Yard and raises further suspicion, prowling around at night, destruction of evidence, would Holmes go so far as to commit murder? Ooh. Now, this sounds like a very fun and interesting game to play. It's all mm-hmm. puzzling, and it's got some puzzles, and you can handle and inspect clues, and reenact crimes, use your deductive, it says a game deduction system to draw your own conclusions. You can also question, you know, the NPCs and try to catch them off guard. All that good stuff that some of you who like mystery games will enjoy, or you like the mystery genre. The problem here is, how many times are we going to suspect that Holmes did it?
I don't know, but it seems to be how it always ends up. Holmes did it.
Holmes.
You know, if he didn't do it the first 50,000 times, I'm pretty sure he didn't do it this time.
So I'm going to need y'all to stop making, you know, pretending like he did it. You know, Nancy Drew doesn't get accused of doing the crime. You know, people get afraid when she shows up.
You know,
up.
And she's totally, totally the one who I would suspect.
Yeah, I wanted her.
You know, you got the creepy girl who likes to wander around in the dark. And
yeah, what you doing out there in the dark, huh, there, Nancy?
Mm-hmm. But no, nobody ever suspects that little one.
Look, are you skateboarding out there, Nancy? Is that what you're doing? Where are her parents, Nancy? Where are her parents? How come she never ages? What is that about, Nancy?
I know. She never ages, and her parents are never with her. Can we say neglect?
Yes.
What? Seriously. I just...
Oh, my God.
Think about this.
These are things. These are questions you need to ask in a game. Where are her parents?
Exactly, exactly. But do they ever think of them? No, no.
Mm-mm.
All right. So you are not kidding. We've got news out the wazoo today. All right. So get ready for the biggest pirate puzzle adventure ever to be released on iOS and Android.
Whoop whoop.
Woot woot. Captain Backwater needs your help rescuing his beloved Mary O'Malley. Alright, so Intermediaware is proud to announce the release of what could possibly be considered the biggest pirate puzzle adventure ever to hit the iOS and Google Play app stores. In this highly addicting puzzle game with a matching pirate theme to boot, it is your task to help the notorious Captain Backwater collect the loot. Ultimately, your objective is to rescue the captain's beloved Mary O'Malley, but not until you have cleared the treasure caves and overcome the challenges of the cursed amulet. Of course, you know, we don't care what happens to the girl. Let's get the gold first! Anyways, on your quest to uncovering the biggest pirate treasure ever to be hidden in the App Store, you must clear the game's 100 treasure caves full of dangers. This is achieved by matching two or more treasures of the same color or shape by sliding them together. With its intuitive and easy-to-learn controls, this quickly becomes second nature, and the quicker and smarter you are, the better time completion and overall score you get. You'll quickly realize the importance of collecting as many coins as possible, as these will be needed to unlock later levels. Thankfully, Captain Backwater is a free download, courtesy of the developer.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, but the game does feature in-app purchasing of extra coins to satisfy treasure hunters looking for a head start. The levels quickly become increasingly difficult and challenging, but the rewards are great as you uncover extras and special items to collect and use. With chests full of combo moves and secrets to be uncovered, treasure hunters will enjoy the thrill of finding the hidden coins throughout the levels. Alright, so they say it's addictive for all ages with its beautiful graphics, cool pirate theme, fresh and challenging gameplay, challenging levels, and endless secrets to discover. Alright, so I've got this up on GameAndMatrix.com this morning. Head over and check it out.
No.
Do you eat?
No.
Do you eat?
No. No, and you cannot make me.
Okay.
I said,
I said, right.
All right. Oh, man. What's with the news? Wow. This is coming in. I'm serious. It's like pouring in like water. Okay. Okay. So those of you who were watching the debate last night, for some reason, some of you Xbox Live members are chiming in. On Xbox, I don't know why.
I don't know, but I saw that. I was like, don't you have better things to do, like game?
I mean, I woke up and I thought there was going to be a fist fight. I was like, ooh, am I dreaming? There's going to be some blood thrown.
Yeah, I'll go back and watch it later today. I didn't watch it last night.
Man, it was good. The debate is very suitable to the time, you know, with the age of, you know, housewives and things like this and people yelling at each other. It was very reminiscent of a reality
That's
show.
Awesome. I did hear that overall the polls are showing that Obama won.
Well, some of them are showing that Romney won. I don't really know. They were both really going at it. I have to give both of them some props for being passionate. But my thing is, this should not be on Xbox Live. Just as we try to steer clear of some political affiliation here on the show, although Snow last night just came out and like, screw it!
Obama! Yes.
But we try to leave our political opinions off of the show for the most part. But I don't like that Xbox... I don't know what's going on over at Xbox. You all need to get back to a pure state. I don't really want any... political anything on my Xbox. I don't want to see anything about it other than, hey, vote. I don't want the channels there. I just want my gaming. So we will check into that. Ginger, can you go ahead and grab your next story and I'll tell you about the comeback?
I sure can. All right. So the Space Apollo Kickstarter goes live. Pocket Vault Studios announces today that the Kickstarter campaign for the MMO Space Simulator Space Apollo is live. Spaceopoly, I'm saying this wrong. Spaceopoly is live. The game is over 50% complete. The team is seeking $20,000 to complete Spaceopoly and launch it on the iOS platform in 2013. Spaceopoly is a planet-colonizing, rocket-ship-flying, laser-shooting MMO space simulator for your iOS device. Gameplay allows the user to settle distant worlds, build thriving colonies, control vast stretches of space, and make a fortune as an intergalactic space explorer. The Kickstarter funds will be used to cover expenses involved in completing the game and creating a persistent multiplayer game experience, including server cost, additional art assets, music, and testing. In return for their support, Kickstarter backers will receive special in-game items, real-world goodies like the Spaceopoly-themed iPhone back protector made by Portland company Toast, and the opportunity to name in-game planets after themselves.
Oh, gosh. Right.
Yeah, first 24 hours, the game received over $1,000 in donations through Kickstarter. So if you want to go over there and check it out, do that. Again, it is Spaceopoly.
All right, I was hoping that that was a package that if y'all heard the ding-dong, sometimes we get all kind of weird stuff coming to the door, but it was not a package. It was someone harassing me. Okay, so I was hoping
to take a baseball bat to some harassers.
No, they came with good harassment. They were offering to do nice things, but yeah, I wanted games. I was hoping it was games.
Oh.
I was all excited. I was like, ooh, something's coming to the door. No, okay, so anyway, as I was saying before... and Joe has said that if you watch the debate on Xbox and they give you a Halo thing, again, I don't want all that stuff mixed up. Please stop it, Xbox. I want my purity back. I want game and game stuff only. Mm-hmm. But more than 100,000 of you in the Xbox Live community tuned in to the presidential debate via your game console. Why you would do this, I don't know. Based on a 2 million real-time response to 70 polling questions, Barack Obama won the second debate. Based on a poll of undecided swing voters among Xbox Live users, about 51% undecided say Obama was the winner, and 17% say Romney won. 32% were unsure. Among those who leaned towards Romney prior to the debate, 19% said that Obama won, and about 28% of the undecided watchers leaned toward Obama after the debate. 10% leaned towards Romney after the debate, and about 52% of undecided voters declared Obama the most truthful, and 17% said Romney was the most truthful. Of those who leaned towards Romney prior to the debate, 22% thought he was the most truthful, and 56% said Obama was specific enough with his plans, while 17% thought Romney was specific enough. Microsoft has said that the level of participation made the event one of the largest single-screen interactive TV experiences in history. And that's according to our friends over at VentureBeat. I say to you, Microsoft, I understand what you just did, and I understand that it is fantastic, but this, please get it off of my Xbox.
Yes.
I just don't want it on my Xbox. I don't want any political affiliations. I don't want to watch it. I want to see gaming things. I'm going to leave it at that before I go off on another tirade because I do have medicine head. I ramble anyway, but it's worse now. So I'm going to shut up. Just get it off my Xbox. I don't want it there.
Oh, my God. Somebody just sent this to me in my email, and I'm not going to name you, but I totally love you. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, is it good news? Is it a good story?
But it's hilarious, and I'm going to put this up on Twitter, so if y'all want to buy it, you can. There's a new tea out there, originally called Liver Disaster, but it's called Liver Level Up Scott Pilgrim Special Blend. All-out healing potion after a long night of pounding back a few too many drinks. Reach for a Liver Disaster to refill your status bar and get back in the game. It's got Berry Blast, Ginseng Green, and Honey Bush Mango.
I need some of that right now.
For a 3-ounce pouch, it is $10. And for a 6-ounce tin, it's $24.
I want some.
All right. So, I'm totally going to put this up on Twitter because this is hilarious and totally Twitter-worthy. And, again, if you want it, it's there for you to get.
I think you all should send me some. I'm sick. I need some.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just tweeted it, so check it out, people. That is crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I love you crazy people. All right. No. Oh, wait, no. Go back. Oh, wait, what?
Just, what happened?
Stupid.
Me
and this browser. All right. IGN, going on the chopping block. Yes, it is.
What?
IGN to be auctioned off by News Corp.
Oh.
This is like breaking news. According to Wall Street Journal reports, citing sources on close to the situation, News Corp has enlisted the services of investment bank Allen & Company to sell off IGN and its network of video game and entertainment sites via an auction.
Oh,
who
my
wrote
God.
This? I'm going to, like, translate this. This is in English, but not very well. Yes. The report claims it's coming on the heels of a year of failed negotiations to sell the spun-out division for more than $100 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Companies that showed some interest included Break Media and Say Media. News Corp bought IGN in 2005 for $650 million and includes such sites as GameSpy.com, FilePlanet, mm-hmm. and TeamXbox.com. It also owns GameSpy Multiplayer Technology. Who uses GameSpy anymore? I haven't. Interestingly, the Wall Street Journal is as close as you can get to the situation because, along with other companies such as Fox News, Fox Business, and 20th Century Fox, it's owned by the company. All right, so...
Are we about to be the last people standing here?
Apparently. Apparently.
Wow.
Don't you take our flag, man. I will shoot you in the head. Don't you take our flag. It's our flag.
Well, we apparently got the flag.
Yes. We are in capture the flag? You can't capture our flag.
Well, we did have somebody try to capture our flag years ago. And we were like, no.
Our flag. You can't have it.
It'd be our flag. I am sorry to hear that because, you know, some people are going to lose their jobs over it. At IGN.
Yeah, but I'm honestly trying to think. When was the last time I was over at GameSpy or used any of the GameSpy services? Last time I was over there, it was a mess. It was hard to look at. I mean, like, literally, it was ugly. It hurt my eyes.
You know, when the last time we were there, wasn't it when they did the girl fight thing, we were going over to support those girls? And remember they fired...
Yeah. Those girls were not very good. They tried to do what we were doing, but they couldn't do it.
But we're trying to give them some support. We love our girls, regardless of whether you're imitating us or not. But I'm just like, oh, my God. So they're getting bought out, and they're auctioning them, which means they don't even think they're worth anything. That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely horrible. I am sorry, guys.
We'll buy them for $1. I'll give you $1. Okay, $3.50, but that's as high as I'm $3.50.
That's mean, Ginger.
I know, right? But, dude, I'm broke.
Well, we are, but we should offer. We should at least offer them $10.
$3.50.
Yeah, I was just as mean, wasn't I? Okay.
And not a penny more.
Uh-oh, Joe just said something. What did Joe just say? What are you doing, Joe? He says he thought GameSpy was dead already. I know that they were there. I just don't know what they do anymore. I mean, at one point it was about going there to look up cheats and things.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped doing that once I found Game FAQs. And I don't even think Game FAQs is doing all that great anymore because people are starting to get back to the whole purist thing where I don't want to know. I want to find it myself in the game. You know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there. I'm very sorry that y'all are about to... y'all are on the chopping block. Not about to be, but I'm very, very sorry.
Hold on to your panties.
I'm very sorry, guys. I keep saying that because I'm just in shock.
Yeah.
We had some words back and forth with them back in the day about they used to send us press releases. I don't know why they did. I don't know how we got on their list. And I had to tell one of them, the press releases that they were sending us had to do with that. Remember when they used to have that game fixing thing? You know, with the naked girls, you know, the Playboy calendar, but it was all game characters, and they would always...
No, I missed that.
Well, yeah, they would always send us that, and I finally had to tell the PR guy, do you know who you're sending this to? You know, we're a female-oriented gaming site. We don't want this. And if you got some guys that are going to be naked, then send that over. And that's when we actually, and we haven't done this in a while, we came up with top 10 hottest gaming hunks, and then we ended up in somebody's book, Brenda... Why can't I remember her name? I talk about her all the time. I'm sorry, Brenda Bradwaith. Did she quoted our top 10, but we didn't, you know, we had some words back and forth, and he's like, well, I don't know why. Girls like to look at other girls. No, honey, that is in your fantasy.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. See, don't you be saying that we like to do something.
You don't know. Some maybe do, but that's not what we do over here. Some no.
Mm-mm.
All right. I'm all... See, you let me... You're not supposed to be letting me ramble.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No rambling for you.
I got some story.
What you got?
you've been waiting to buy your Xbox. Well, wait no more, because as of this month, Xbox 360 bundles are getting a $50 price cut. We knew this was coming because the Wii U is coming out. They're going to try to snatch some of that money. October's hardware sales figures could be in for a much-needed boost, as an official $20 price cut for Nintendo Wii has been followed up by an apparent $50 drop for Microsoft's Xbox 360 bundles. Major U.S. retailers, including GameStop, Amazon, and Walmart, have all trimmed the prices of their standard 4GB Kinect and 250GB hardware bundles. Who wants a 4GB hard drive? Mine is 8, and I'm making it work. But 4, I could not do it. The 4GB Kinect bundles and some non-Kinect 250GB systems have fallen from $299 to $249. The 250GB Kinect systems have been cut from $399 to $349. The rollback has been applied to a number of different promotional packages featuring a variety of additional pack-in games, including Kinect Sports, Disneyland Adventures, Carnival Games, Monkey See, Monkey Do, Dance Central 2, and Tiger Woods PGA Tour 13. At least one limited edition console also appears to be included in the sale, as GameStop and Amazon are offering pre-orders of the Halo 4 250GB Xbox 360 bundle for $349, down from $399 suggested retail price. Microsoft has confirmed that this $50 drop is a temporary price promotion for the holidays at participating retailers. It applies to the basic 250GB Xbox 360, as well as the Kinect bundles featuring 4GB and 250GB versions of the console. That's from our friends over at Games Industry. Why?
I don't know. I can't.
You know, Microsoft. First, you got this presidential BS on my Xbox. Now you're trying to keep up with the Wii U. I understand. You got to make your money.
But why a 4GB? I mean, what are you going to install on there?
Listen, you can't even put a game on a 4GB. Mine barely holds a few games, you know, just barely. This is...
Well, you know, I guess maybe you can download...
The presidential debate.
A little bit of porn on it. No, I wouldn't even think the presidential debate would go on there.
I need for them...
Maybe.
I mean, for you all, I know you're trying to keep up with the Wii U, but really what would have been better is if you just had a console. Or that glove thing that we were talking about last week.
Oh, God.
That ready for the holidays, if you had actually put
mm-hmm.
That would have just been awesome. It's like, we don't have a new console, but bam, look at this. Bam, and it works with your Xbox. And here's some new games.
Something interesting, yeah.
You know, instead of dropping the price, because it's kind of the same thing we always say. Most everybody who is going to have an Xbox already has one, except for you hardcore fangirls and boys out there who need to have 6 Xboxes, and yes, I have known people like that have a LAN party constantly going on in their house. I would too. I wouldn't lie. I would if I had the room. $5. You can come in and play. $5. You play.
You know, I was discussing that idea with somebody the other day, but we were talking about doing it in a motorhome, and then you know, charging people to host like LAN parties.
Somebody's doing that here in Houston, actually.
Really?
To you, and yes, I'm giving you guys a plug. I've been promising to do that. I never remember their name, but they actually have a van, and they go around. They do kids' birthday parties. Like, if you don't, you just really could not afford an Xbox, or you just didn't really want to buy one for your kids, but you know they like it, they will come to you. The van flips open on the side. It has a giant HDTV, and they have every game and every peripheral. So, of course, Rock Band is the most popular when they have the kids, and you set it up, and you just play on this big, huge screen, and they have the big speakers. You feel like a rock star on tour. Nice.
That is awesome. I like that idea. That is so cool.
But there's no law that says Ginger can't do it where she is, because as far as I know, they're only here in the Houston area. I think they have 2 vans, and they do it in the Houston area.
That is cool. That is very, very, very cool. You know, my idea was definitely like a well, I don't want to.
No, you don't give it away.
I don't give it away.
His 4GB hard drives are made for starter kits. I eat that much space as a snack.
My goodness. All right. So ESA Foundation partners with Extra Life. The Entertainment Software Association Foundation, a charitable arm of Entertainment Software Association, has partnered with the Children's Miracle Network Hospital, CMH, to support this year's Extra Life nationwide fundraising initiative. Extra Life is a funding drive that uses thousands of gamers to get sponsorship for playing games for 24 hours. Those sponsorships go to the CMH hospital of their choice. Video games can entertain, educate, and heal. It is a natural extension then that we utilize this remarkable medium to raise funds and awareness of America's Network for Children's Hospitals, says Jenny Lai, Vice President of ESAF. We are proud to be a part of the collective effort to advance medical research. The passion and commitment of video game players to raise money for our member children's hospitals have made a tremendous difference for thousands of kids, says John Locke, President and CEO of CMNH. We are excited for this year's Extra Life Marathon and thrilled to have the ESA Foundation and the video game industry's support for this important event. All right, so the Extra Life Marathon kicks off on October 20th. You can, if you want to play a marathon session of gaming to support this event or sponsor someone, you can visit extra-life.org. You know, I think I may do that.
It's fun, especially if you're in Houston. Come down to the Microsoft Store. That's usually where they hold the Extra Life thing. And you get to stand there all night and just play and play and play and play and play until you are sick.
Can you do something like in your own home?
Yeah.
I may do this.
You can sign up for a page to raise the money, and you can do it from home. You don't have to go anywhere.
You guys would totally support me, right?
Huh? Yes. As long as I can. I'll have to drive up to bite you first, because that's the conditions of my supporting you. I want to bite
you
and then pull
to
your...
turn me into a zombie.
I'm not going to zombify you, but I am going to pull your pigtails.
Mm-hmm. My pigtails. Oh, no.
Oh, you like it.
My hair gets pulled.
See, we all know. See? You're all paying attention, right? All right, wait a minute. I had something from the ECA that they sent over. Never mind. That was not what they... I'm not supposed to share that. Okay, so EA is going to be releasing their second quarter fiscal year results, and that is boring, and I just decided I don't want to tell you about that. So,
I know, right? I always hate that. I open these up, and I start reading them the first few lines. It's like, all right, and then you get, like, realized into it, and it's like, you know what? Never mind.
This is boring. Channel Scott Pilgrim, then. This is boring. All right, so I'm going to tell you about the Ubisoft battle with the Black Eyed Peas. It is still going on. Why, Black Eyed Peas? Stop it. Ubisoft, of course, is suing the Black Eyed Peas after the group's representatives failed to respond to the submission of an iOS game, which Ubisoft had produced under the terms of the contract, which spawned Black Eyed Peas' experience on the Wii. According to Courthouse News, Ubisoft has entered into a licensing agreement or contract pursuant to which BEP Music licensed to Ubisoft the exclusive worldwide right to use, among other things, the names and likenesses of music group and its members to develop, produce, and distribute a video game on all existing and future handheld and home consoles and iOS platforms, including the iPhone and iPad. A later clause in the agreement says that BEP Music, the group representing the band, would respond to the submission of any game within 10 days to approve or request changes to the product. When Ubisoft submitted an iOS game to the group in March, no response was forthcoming and hasn't been since, so the publisher is taking the band to court. Since March 2012, and despite Ubisoft's repeated requests, BEP Music has breached the contract by failing and refusing to either approve or disapprove the iOS game in writing or otherwise, says the publisher's claim. Ubisoft has performed all of the obligations required of it under the contract, except as those obligations that have been excused by BEP's music conduct or by operation of the law. At the time of BEP's music's breach of contract, Microsoft had spent 181,000 euros, that's about $233,000, in developing the iOS game. As a direct and proximate result of BEP Music's breach of contract, Ubisoft has suffered damages in an amount in excess of $1 million. $1 million. Which not only includes Ubisoft's out-of-pocket development costs, but also the profits Ubisoft has lost and will continue to lose as a result of BEP Music's breach of contract. I say all of you are crazy. Stop it, Black IP. Stop it, Ubisoft. Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it.
And who was playing this? I mean, I like me some Black Eyed Peas, and I know even some hardcore Black Eyed Peas fans would not play an experience, the Black Eyed Peas experience, because most people only caught on to them later, you know, a little bit later on. Ginger, are you meaning to send that to me?
I am, and I I didn't mute myself. See, I can hear me talking away. My little brain is like.
I don't even know what you're referring to, because you know I'm on the Robitussin. So
I'm referring to the Extra Life thing.
Oh, yes. Okay, I follow. You know, you have to, Robitussin, girl, Robitussin.
Yeah, it does it. All right, did we already talk about the Xbox Live update? Did we?
We mentioned it yesterday. Is there something new they want to tell us about how badly they're going to screw up our...
I don't know. Did we talk about what all is in the update?
I don't know if we did.
All right, so the update, the massive Xbox Live update of Doom, is going to be offer an improved user interface. Again, really, the last one is horrible. Can you just roll it back to the original? Which consolidates and organizes entertainment categories a little better, and probably hides indie game and developers even better, right? Mm. Introduces the Internet Explorer browser on Xbox Live with HTML5 support.
Yes, because we need that.
Mm-hmm. Adds a recommendations and rating system, the ability to pin your favorite content or games, kind of like Windows 7 Start Menu, and introduction of Xbox Video, what used to be the Zune Video Marketplace, but Zune went and died, a horrible, fiery, horrific death.
Yes, ma'am.
Recent and improved version of Quick Play, improved and enhanced search functionality, and an international expansion of voice search that supports 9 new countries, Canada, hello, France, Germany, Japan, and Mexico, Italy, Spain, Austria, and Ireland. Herb also said that smart glass support would be coming to Xbox Live after Windows 8 launches on the 26th of this month. Awesome. So, don't turn on your Xbox for a couple of days. Let it, you know, even out. Let everybody get their update. Let everybody else figure out what's wrong with this bad boy. And hopefully they'll fix it before you turn on your Xbox. So, yay. And you know,
awesome.
Never mind. That's bad. They roll out this update that could break everything, and then they've got like this great big deal for raising money a couple of days later. That's not very good.
Well, we hope it doesn't break the Xbox, because that'll be bad.
If
I were Sony, I would be on standby, just saying. Okay, I was reading over something that somebody sent over to us day before yesterday. For some reason, it did not make it into our news, but they want us to mention it. I'm not sure. Well, I will tell you about it. It's something called Big Head Bash. Should we talk about that? No?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay, well, this is from Shanghai-based Spicy Horse Entertainment.
I'm trying to decide if I heard that wrong. Did you say Big Head Bash?
Big Head Bash, yeah.
All right.
Shanghai-based developer. They make mobile, online, console, and PC platforms. Games announced a couple days ago that Big Head Bash is officially out of beta. And live for all browsers through Spicy Horse's own website, spicyworld.spicyhorse.com, and via Amore Games, Congregate, and Facebook as well. Big Head Bash is a real-time PvP deathmatch game pitting collectible toys against each other in zany combat environments. Again, I stress it's real-time, people, and it's on Facebook, so this is what we've been asking for. Spicy Horse's innovative multi-platform technology means that we can all play together, meaning if you're on your phone and Ginger's on her Facebook, you can still play with her.
That is cool.
Same time. The launch features Andox and Box from a game called Happy Camp, from something called Happy Camp, one of China's most popular shows. Player-created content placed in the game by Spicy Horse, and politicians like Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, George W. Bush, and Ron Paul are also in the game. Spicy Horse will be licensing leading IPs from around the world for use in the game, from popular TV characters to famous faces from music and comics. Other future editions of Big Head Bash will include new maps, new game modes, and a Make It Now button, enabling you all to purchase selected models in the game. Then you will receive, yes, a physical copy of the toy at your house. This is what I like. See, I would buy something like that. You can check them out at spicyhorse.com. They are absolutely adorable. You can also find them on Wikipedia, so I hear. And we have not gotten a chance to play it, but the game looks awesome considering it's the platforms that it's on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure which one this is on, but we'll have that up on our site shortly. There's tons of maps. The little ones for the political ones are gorgeous. I love that Barack Obama is half Terminator. I love it. He's cute.
Crap. Today is Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes, it'd be Wednesday.
Ah, oh, crap. I knew I just heard the trash truck go by. Oh, well.
You know what else you should hear on Wednesday?
What else? Oh, no!
You're lucky I happened to sneeze right at that moment.
Oh, no. All right, people. We've been warned. We've been warned. We know it's coming. All right, so buy Digital Eel's Brain Pipe at Indie Game Stand. Help reading is fundamental. The experiment continues over at Indie Game Stand, where every 96 hours, a new indie game is highlighted and put up for sale at the cool price of pay whatever the heck you want. This time out, Digital Eel's excellently trippy first-person real-time spatial navigation game, Brain Pipe.
Leroy Dragon!
Shower now. It's all like dry. I need to find my lotion. If you buy the game, 10% of the overall proceeds are going to the RIF, Reading is Fundamental, and an excellent charity. Seriously, who wrote this? All right, whoever wrote this today is on drugs or something and needs to stop. All right, so it's an excellent charity that encourages children in the U.S. to read. RIF is particularly useful for poor children who may not have had the best access to quality reading materials. RIF relies heavily on community volunteers in every state and U.S. territory who dole out 16 million new and free books each year to 4.5 million children. All right, so you can head over and buy Brain Pipe at the Indie Game Stand. But time is running out because a new game will soon be up for sale at the site. You can learn about Digital Eel, and you can also learn more about our RIF at RIF.org. Yay! Yay! All right, so Corey's either, like, muted or something, so I'm going to just go ahead and skip.
I was muted and sneezing.
Oh, well, bless you. Well, let me go ahead and skip to this other one really quick. 5 books added to Humble eBook Bundle. Since we're talking about bundles, the Humble eBook Bundle has added 5 new books to its Pay What You Want DRM-free eBook Bundle today. Woo-hoo. Yay! The new additions include Penny Arcade Books, Attack of the Bacon Robots, oh my god, and Epic Legends of the Magic Sword Kings, two volumes from Saturday Morning Breakfast Cereal, including Save Yourself, Mammal, and The Most Dangerous Game, and XKCD Volume 0. These new books joined Cory Doctorow's Pirate Cinema, Paulo, you know what, Paulo, I'm just going to call you Paulo's, Pump 6 and Other Stories, Lauren Book's Zoo City, Mercedes Lackey's Invasion, Killy Link's Stranger Things Happen, and Magic for Beginners. Oh my god, I can't talk. That one name totally just threw me off. Paulo, I want to try to say your last name, but I can't. Of course, you'll have to pay more than the average price, which is currently $12.67 to unlock these 5 books. If you've already purchased the bundle, these should automatically show up on your download page. So far, the Humble Bundle eBook Bundle has generated a total sales of nearly $600,000 and is inching towards 50,000 bundle sales. That's awesome. That's totally awesome.
Jay says we scared him. He lost his left trigger finger, Leroy.
Oh, no, not the left one.
We like to keep you guys on your toes.
What are those sticky grenades, right?
What? I don't know what you said, but it sounded dirty. Ginger?
Sticky grenades.
Oh.
You lost the sticky grenades.
I'm going to be quiet. Okay, so because it's daytime. All right. I actually got this in yesterday, but I was passed out. So I will share this all with you. The 7th Annual Digital Kids Conference will be returning to New York City February 12th and 13th of next year. The Kids Conference is the leading event covering the best practices in engaging and connecting with the little people through online and mobile devices. Again, it'll be returning to New York City on February 12th and 13th of next year. Speaker details and additional information will be announced next month here, so make sure you're listening. we will keep you posted. I love sometimes that they send us over private notes in the middle of the press release that they send. You guys, don't give us the private notes. Sometimes when we're sharing this, we just kind of read them out loud. But if you're interested,
okay.
And it'll say something like, by the way, Corey, blah, 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 and I'll be like, but, oh, can't say that. Okay, so, again, you can check this out at digitalkidscon.com. Some other dates, if you can't manage to make it to New York, they will be out in San Jose tomorrow, and which is the 18th and 19th if in San Jose, if you're there, and, of course, New York City. Then next year in March, they will be in Austin. They're actually having a tech career expo, I believe, at the same time, March 8th and 9th. So we may do that so I can get to pull Ginger's hair again. Ginger, you want it.
Pull my hair.
You want it. You want it. Act like you want it. You like it.
All right. So where am I going next? You know what? Since I was talking about bundles, I'm just going to go ahead right along with that train of thought. Apparently I'm Australian now. Indie Royale Fall Bundle launches. The newest Indie Royale bundle is alive and kicking, offering 5 new games that consumers can pay what they want until October 21st. That's only 4 days from now, folks.
Didn't we do that one just now? We didn't do that one?
No. We did 2 others, but not this one.
Similar? Well, tell them about it, girl.
All right, so the Indie Royale bundle is a little different than the Humble Bundle in that its starting price is just $5. The games up for grabs in this latest bundle include Freebird Games' role-playing adventure To the Moon, Unique Corp's real-time naval strategy Oil Rush, Wadget Eye Games' 2D adventure game Blackwell Deception, Big Robot's audio-visual puzzle game Avzek, anyways, and Electro Light Games' isometric God Game Reprisal. All right, so there is a promo video over at YouTube, and I'm going to tweet it for you in just a minute. Or you can head straight to indieroyale.com to learn more. Again, this is only available until the 21st at 10 a.m., and oh my God, this video is loud.
Wow.
Loud. I don't know if y'all could hear that. Oh my God, it's so loud.
All right. Yeah, we got time to do this one. If you have a Nintendo 3DS in your hot little mitts, and you are...
give it to the Ginger or the Corey.
If you happen to have one and you don't want to give it to us and you just want to play, as of... What is today's date? I missed out. We missed a lot of stuff yesterday, so we're kind of having to back up and share some things.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the best-selling theme park management simulator of all time went out and is on the shelves for the 3DS. They released Roller Coaster Tycoon 3D for the Nintendo 3DS, the new game which brings the hit Roller Coaster Tycoon franchise to a new generation on handheld gaming devices is now headed to stores everywhere. Gamers who have been holding their breath during the long ascent can now experience the thrills of designing and managing their own 3D theme park and riding your own custom roller coaster in first-person 3D. Hot! The addictive blend of simulation and creativity in Chris Sawyer's original Roller Coaster Tycoon and its sequels will be available at retail shortly for only $29.99. Developed by InSpace, Roller Coaster Tycoon 3D recaptures the classic gameplay of the Roller Coaster Tycoon games that have delighted gamers since 1999. Yes, it's been that long. While tailoring the fun for the 3DS through an intuitive touchscreen interface and portable game sessions, just as players will be challenged to craft an enjoyable experience for their in-game customers, the look and feel of Roller Coaster Tycoon 3D has been designed to use the system's features for smooth gameplay, including 3D graphics, park exploration via gyro sensors, and coaster sharing abilities via the Street Pass. I love that feature. So they're saying, what's new that you probably haven't seen? Well, there's an entirely new gameplay mode called Coaster Story, which blends together tutorials and park challenges into a cohesive and entertaining narrative and offers players tons of special unlockable content. The first-person view for coaster rides fully immerses players into the innovative 3D display exclusive for Nintendo 3DS. The ability to freely customize the design of roller coasters and theme parks with the use of a stylus and a touchscreen interface. And just like a real-time theme park, you can take a snapshot of yourself on a ride and share it with your friends. A gyro sensor allows you to look around your theme park by simply tilting your 3DS. Yes, you just slide all over the place if you like. You can also create the ultimate coaster and easily share it with your friends through Street Pass. And you can invite your Mi Plaza friends to your theme park. So, yay! That sounds like a lot of fun.
Could be a lot of fun. That could be really a lot of fun.
I was never a huge Roller Coaster Tycoon fan because it was not as in-depth as I would have liked, but looking at some of the screenshots that they sent with it.
So I'm curious, can I make a roller coaster that runs into a brick wall and then invite certain people?
No. No, you know, the simulators are not about the death, Ginger. That will be the Sims. So you can take your Sims and just make you a bunch of Sims and then kill them horribly, because we know Ginger likes to do that.
I can't help it. I can't help it. It's so much fun.
I know.
So horribly much fun.
I know. Don't do it.
I want to, though.
Don't
All
do
right,
it.
So.
And it's tick, 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 tick.
5 minutes. I can do this. I can do this. Asheron's Call plus EverQuest plus Nathak.
Wow. Asheron's Call? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Equals Project Gorgon, which I see somebody getting sued over that name.
Oh, yeah.
Project Gorgon is a... And anybody who doesn't remember the Gorgons needs to be smacked with, like, one of those little hand thingies in the face. All right, so Project. I can talk. What country am I from? Project Gorgon is a 3D fantasy MMORPG, which, you know, if you don't know, is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game for PC and Mac with a quirky original feel. It freely mixes ideas from older MMOs, newer MMOs, and a whole bunch of new ideas never before seen in any MMO. They also steal names. It is designed for players who want to explore a deep world with complex game systems and a tight-knit community that is friendly enough to actually chat while they group. They say, think Asheron's Crawl, a crawl. Think about Asheron's Call crossed with EverQuest crossed with the emergent gameplay of NetHack. Oh, that's NetHack. All right, so to make the world feel more immersive, Project Gorgon. I can't talk. I'm too busy laughing at myself.
Spits out. Woman, spits out.
I'm so congested. My nose is all congested. I'm trying not to make, like, nasally noises, and it's not working. All right, so to make the world feel more immersive, Project Gorgon revives some great ideas from older MMOs that have been forgotten. For instance, if you have items you don't want, you can toss them on the ground. Maybe somebody else will want them. If you sell something to a vendor, those items are available for other players to buy. Hey, EverQuest, if you're on fire and near a lake, jump in the lake to put out the fire. We're also taking cue from older MMOs and not holding your hand quite so much. There are tutorials, of course, but once you're playing the game, we don't want to tell you exactly where to go. We want you to explore. The world is full of intricate game systems connected in unusual ways. Project Gorgon heavily rewards exploration. Go poke in corners. Yeah, go poke in the corners. Try out weird ideas and see what you find.
What is with you today?
I don't know. I just can't talk. At the same time, this is a thoroughly modern MMO with a robust combat system, quest guilds, and all other stuff you've come to expect from the genre. All right, so we've got a couple of cool features they want me to mention. Words of power! Combat combos that change daily. Programmable battle golems. Player-created treasure hunt. Player werewolf subject to the real-life lunar cycle. That is neat. NPCs with fun interactions. Permanent curses as death penalties. This is just a sampling. We have a ton of new ideas and mechanics to help make MMOs less stale, less repetitive, and more immersive. All right, so there is a video, which I'm going to have up on new.gamenatrix.com in just a couple of minutes. Go check it out.
All right, and that's going to be our show. Got you again. You guys know where to find us. New.gamenatrix.com. Blog Talk Radio. Everywhere in between. Oh, God, I'm busy.
We are everywhere. We are on
Google
Plus. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We are on
Second
Life. We are in ATV. We are in Aeon. We are in...
Yeah, where aren't we is a better question. And yes, Joe, you heard it right. There is a new roller coaster sim. We'll see you guys tomorrow. If you want to get out.